up in the north of Canada, in Hudson Strait, on the island of Akpatok, noted for its polar bears, as well as 700-foot-high limestone cliffs where the thick-billed murre nest. They're a species of auk with stubby penguin-like wings whose nests lure the great white bears who also live there. But as our explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender, observed, sometimes the bears seem to contemplate other potential sources of nourishment.
He is big and white and perfect. That kind of polar bear a certain kind of hunter wants to see, mounted on a wall. All things being equal, you can be certain, bear's the one bringing all the trophies home. 2 weeks and the fledgling thick-billed murre will begin to fall from their hard rock nests on Akpatok in the sheer limestone wall. Unable to fly, they will tumble 500, 600, 700 feet straight down, aiming for water. Lucky for the ones who make it, the others, manna and feathers. That's what bear is waiting for. And bear, no doubt, is tired of waiting. Up he goes, walking the loose detritus of the talus mound, the slope steep as an avalanche, though to bear with his wide-gripping feet, the incline might as well be level ground. 100 yards high, bear sits down. He looks about, as if he's enjoying the view, though there is no view. Only the blank face of an ocean just as well admired from below, and with nothing to eat, there is nothing for bear to do. No reason for the climb, the calories burned, this particular place, no apparent cause for bear's demeanor, and that lolling, lazy look on his face. The plane curls round the corner, in close, wing high, not more than 30 meters between the vertical of the cliff and the fuselage, looking for polar bear, but entering the space from the wrong side. They had no way of knowing bear was there. Yet there he is. Right altitude, right attitude, to look straight into the little windows like seal holes in the ice, and the funny, chewy little faces pressed against the plexiglass. Nice. Very nice. And the Rolls-Royce engines hit the red line with a growl that even a polar bear cannot match, and the plane levels out again and vanishes at a couple of 300 knots. Bear does not run. Though I've seen bigger ones than him take off like a shot with far less provocation. Instead, bear lies down, his chin resting on those huge white paws, like some guy stretched out on the couch. Late in the afternoon, the same airplane makes another pass. Same approach, same altitude, same distance off the cliff. Bear is not there. There are no polar bears at all. And I wonder, as they disappear into the clouds, all those paying customers and all the money they just spent, really, who's the entertainment?
Our resident explorer, Mark Seth Lender. And there are photos of this close encounter of the ursine kind at our website, loe.org.